The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
I have a review of Carl's Jr. Tokyo.
Oh my. I know he did a lot of bad things to the Japanese over the course of time, but I think that's the worst.
This review was written by Craig S.
Craig-san, yes.
Craig-san writes, huge menu, extremely patient staff, and great food. Most importantly, Carl's Jr. Akiba is the only place in Tokyo I've been to that offers free refills on melon soda. They would go out of business if I lived there. This guy is drinking a 10-gallon barrel of melon soda every trip to Carl's Jr.
In vats. So Craig's Yelp account profile page enlightens us that he calls himself Craig Darth Krager S.
No.
Oh, dude. No, this changes everything.
His quote below his elite 2018-17-16 status is, may the fork be with you.
Yes, I'm back on Craig. I'm back on Team Craig. Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
What you just heard was a nice little medley of some of our greatest hits, featuring the illustrious Craig-san, and the reason that was included was because we have an interview with him in the second half of this episode.
Telling the future right now.
That's right. I kept my promise, folks. Craig-san will be on the show talking about his Yelp reviews, talking about his illustrious career as a Yelp elite. First-hand eyes behind what it's like to be an elite reviewer on Yelp. It's much more extravagant than I thought.
I heard some stories, but I'm still floored.
If you're curious, you can find Craig's complete reviews in episode 5 and episode 18. So jump back, listen to those, and come back. But it should be an interesting interview nonetheless. So stick around for that. First, we got some comedy for ya.
Oh,
some comedy.
That's nice for a change.
you got a review to maybe attempt some comedy at?
I got some comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's football season, isn't it? We're all glad that football's back.
I mean, I feel like the NFL's been smart about it. College football. Granted, I've never been a fan. Let's get to the review, Matt, right?
Let's do it.
I have a Google review for First Energy Stadium, the lakefront home of the NFL's Browns in Cleveland, Ohio. For those non-sports fans, the Browns have historically not been a great team for those non-sports fans. Brandon Renchek writes, the product on the field speaks for itself, but once you enter the concourses, things get weird. Ordered a soda, did not receive a lid. Upon request, I was asked if I was a season ticket holder. While standing there in my Giants jersey, I was informed that lids are only offered to season ticket holders. Oddest rule I've ever seen. 1 star.
Okay, normally we are very much at odds with the reviewer in most of the reviews featured on this show, I feel like. When they're in the negative category. This, I think, may be one of the first
one-star reviews.
Yeah, that I totally agree with. How the lids only for season ticket holders?
How many season ticket holders must there be for the Browns?
That they order a case of lids just for them?
It's one case for the whole season. In plenty of other reviews also mentioned this strange rule of no lids.
On your fountain drink. On your All-American USA Cola, soda, cola. No lid. That just seems fucking un-American.
You're asking for a sticky mess. People are going to
get back to your seat. You're jostling a hot dog. You're jostling a Pepsi. Let's be honest. Man, it's probably going to be a Pepsi. You have to lower your standards.
It's not a damn beer. There's ice in it.
Things are moving. Things are shaking. Things are fizzing.
When an iced beverage creaks over the side of a lid, it will not lap back in like a beer has a chance to. It is going full ass over tea kettle. Goodbye, sugary delights.
Hello, ruined t-shirt. Hello, back of the person's neck who's in front of you.
And no, you're wearing an expensive goddamn jersey to the game.
Jersey, right. You got to go buy a new one now. Is that what they're playing here?
Those things can be like $150. They're ridiculous. Yeah.
Everything is overpriced at a stadium. Even minor league stuff. It's overpriced.
Do you think this is a scheme by the Browns organization to make more money on jerseys?
I don't. Maybe that's a maybe.
The season ticket holders are buying jerseys. You know,
we need other people to buy jerseys.
Yeah, we need to double. We need some of these normies to double down on jersey buying.
As you can see, as soda spills increase, so does the jersey sales increase.
Exactly. Doesn't it take an accountant to figure that one out?
No, it could just be a ploy for people to hate the Browns more. But
is it possible? Do they need that? It's like they don't need to hurt them anymore than they already
really
do.
Want to move the team? I don't know.
Oh, man. No lids. I can't. I'm a lover of a fountain soda. And without any gear in that machine, you need all the cogs. You need the thin cardboard cup. You need the lid. You need the straw.
Extra length straw because you got a deep cup at the stadium and it fits in a little slot.
Yeah, you get those huge novelty cups. If you ain't getting a huge novelty cup at your trip to the game, I don't understand you. Unless you're mirroring it all night.
Some people, if you're watching the Browns, maybe. But let me ask you this, Brent. Let's say you're from New York, New Jersey. You drive across several states
to see
your team in Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
You think, I'm a little parched because the action on the field is so hot.
So steamy. So these large men hitting each other.
I need to cool myself down with a nice diet right. Because that's probably what they're selling.
Yeah, that sounds like an Ohio brand.
You get up, buy your soda, you look around for the little lid slot, for the smalls, for the mediums, for the grandes. Yeah,
those things are always hard to deal with.
And they say, sorry, sir, where's your season ticket badge?
I throw the soda right on that motherfucker's face. I'm glad I don't have a lid in that moment, because that fucker is getting doused.
It facilitates an immediate response.
Right. Ice, big ice cubes hitting this guy right in the dome. Jagged. It's funny because I don't know about the Brown Stadium, but a lot of stadiums don't volunteers work at those to raise money for organizations.
Raising money for the soccer team or something.
Yeah, this guy, he doesn't have a buck in this race, you know? He's just trying to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. And this asshole from out of state just douched him with a drink.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Dick.
This is a no-win situation.
He drives home to his suburban Cleveland bungalow. Hey, honey, how was the game? How you get any tips? Oh, Daryl, not again. He comes home dripping.
Yeah, how many times a season do these poor workers get owned by these drinks because of this organization's awful policy that they're made to enforce?
Gotta happen more times than the Browns get in the end zone.
Yeah, I think it's official. The Browns are on watch. That's right. The ReviewParty.com watch list, and the Browns are number one right now.
I don't want to watch them.
Yeah, we're not watching the games. We're watching your organization for its history of lack of
crimes lids. Against humanity.
Exactly. Breaking the Geneva Convention with these lack of lids. I got a review.
Please.
Let me open this up. This review was submitted by friend of the show, all-star review submitter, Elijah Majnik. Thank you very much, Elijah.
Thank you.
This is a review for a book called Hair, a book of braiding and styles by Annie Johnson. The review is from Amazon. It is written by M. Kirshner. She titles it Okay in 1991. This book was fabulous when I bought it as a 5-year-old in 1991. It is definitely very outdated, and now more basic hairstyles are in. And nobody in their right mind should wear a scrunchie. 2 stars.
Whoa. I got some news for you. Scrunchies are totally back. Just like
scrunchies are totally back.
Overalls are back. All of this garbage that you grew out of is back.
I'm waiting for snap bracelets. I'm waiting for those to come back. I'm waiting for Stretch Armstrong.
Union Bay t-shirts are coming back. Airwalks, you know, are coming back.
Back when I work in the factory, that's what they used to call me. The old Union Bay. Because I was in the union and I was everyone's bae.
Right.
But hey, I got no hate for the scrunchie.
I don't either.
It's kind of fun.
Scrunchie, it's its own thing. But yeah, they can be fun. Dress up your outfit. Put some flash of color up there.
Yeah, you said overalls, a scrunchie overalls t-shirt kind of look with some, I don't know, some lace-up chucks. Cool.
Let's go in the cul-de-sac and kick some rocks.
Let's kick some rocks. Let's knapsack. What the fuck? Happy?
Hacky sack.
Hacky. Let's hacky some sack.
Let's drink Barks root beer in your basement.
I've had Barks root beer recently. Good soda.
It's pretty good.
Good soda, folks. you know, Sprecher's? This is wildly not related to the review. Just came to mind. You know, Sprecher's came out with a root beer energy drink. I kind of want to try it.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a review. Ooh. Party.com. On Twitter.
Okay.
I mean, I won't do the review on Twitter. We're just on Twitter, folks.
Oh, okay.
That was just, you know.
And Instagram. Check that stuff out.
And you know, we got a whole website. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll plug that later.
Yes.
What do you expect buying a popular hairstyle book from two decades ago? You think that's gonna have some fire shit that you're gonna never seen before?
My gosh, Jennifer Aniston's hairstyle is so unique. I've never seen this.
The Friends one? Is that what you're talking about?
The Rachel.
The Rachel. That's right. That haircut sucks.
It was very popular.
Yeah, that was sort of the Karen of its time, I think.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Nothing against Rachel and Friends, although I do think that's a horrible show. I think the haircut is unrelated. That was just happenstance. I don't know. Do a lot of Karens watch Friends?
Yeah, gotta be.
Maybe, you know, I buy it. Only true Chads are Seinfeld fans, such as you and I. Absolute cool guys, not dorks or nerds. No one call me a dork or a nerd because I watch Seinfeld. No one better say anything. I just think it's a good show. Just don't say anything mean. You got a review?
Yeah, listen up, dork. It was recently Dia de los Muertos and also Halloween. So if anyone is still in the spooky spirit,
that's Day of the Dead for anyone who doesn't speak Chinese.
Day of I have here a review in the spooky spirit. This is a review from TrustedCaskets.com. And Nestor Valle titles his review, Amazing Casket. Skeptical about it at first, but rolled the dice and got an amazing casket. Wish I could upload a picture because the pictures they have didn't do any justice. Thank you guys for being there in a hard time like this. 5 stars.
He doesn't say what's amazing about the casket? Dude, leaving me hanging.
What stuck out to me more than the casket being amazing is that Nestor says, hey, I rolled the dice on this. I wasn't sure. It looks, yeah, that would fit a body.
Yeah. You know, I'd take a shot at this casket. What's the worst that could happen?
And just, you know, put it'll be at a coffee table if nothing else.
So this guy, does this guy lay in caskets? Or is this for a friend of his?
He does say thank you for being there in a hard time. So
was that COVID or is that dead person?
It's from April of this year, 2020.
Right at the beginning. It is a hard time, but was it hard because of an international death flu? Or was it hard because a loved one died?
I don't know.
I need to know. Listen, this review has got me in the giggles, but has also got me with a lot of questions for this
Did
person.
I even name the product, its full name?
Give me the full name.
Oh, my goodness. Father Casket in Monarch Blue and Light Blue Finish with Blue Interior.
Don't get this for your mom.
No, this is a blue dabba-dee-dabba dad is dead.
Yeah, this is a Father Casket. Is that like Father Time, Grandfather Clock, Father Casket?
Father Casket.
Yeah, that's a cut character from Beauty and the Beast. They have the teapot and the candelabra guy and the grandfather clock, but the casket guy didn't make the cut.
There had to be a mausoleum under that castle.
Yeah, definitely. You think Beast is the first person to live in there? No, all kinds of weird old royal people that are buried beneath. Just like under Winterfell, they'll all come back as zombies. That's a cool sequel that Disney should have capitalized on. Beast are like Belle and Beast as zombie hunters? No, there's I'd a watch. Fan fiction.
I do have one other review from TrustedCaskets.com that I felt like it just fits.
Keep them coming.
This is the classic mahogany veneer wood casket with ivory velvet interior. James Raffalo titles his review, Outstanding Quality, and writes, Outstanding quality, well-polished, comparable to more expensive caskets. We were pleasantly surprised. We ordered Friday before 1 p.m. The casket arrived Monday in the early afternoon. I suspect my dad will enjoy it. It's a rich mahogany casket along the lines of what he requested. But it doesn't matter anyhow. He's not in a position to complain. Good job. 5 stars.
Your dad's dead, dude.
Hey, cracking jokes.
Not cool. Too soon.
Yeah, this is from September 22nd. So, secret behind the scenes. As of date of recording, this is 1 month old, this review. And he's cracking jokes about his dad being dead.
I don't know whether to be like upset that I don't think this guy's a good person for making that joke. I don't know whether to be impressed that guy went through with the joke. You know, dedication to the bit. My love of the dedication to the bit is at odds with my love of living fathers. I love a live dad.
There's nothing quite like a living dad.
Night of the Living Dad. That's every night, I hope, for everyone out there. And if not, I'm here for you.
Yeah, the substitutes, really. Nothing else measures up.
Yeah, have you seen Lion King? Rough stuff.
It is.
Remember to get me a mahogany casket. Oh, that, oh man. Why'd you do that? That's really, that hit.
I know.
That hit. Just that took me out of the bit. Now it's real.
And the wind and the breeze.
And the wind and looking at him, his photo in the mirror. Or not in the mirror, in the, looking at his reflection in the river.
No, I like to picture Simba just like a household cat playing with like a pocket mirror.
What's Rafiki then? If Simba's a household cat, what would Rafiki be?
Simba's chasing lasers across the plains, and I don't know, Rafiki.
Rafiki is he's a turtle. He's the family turtle this time.
Moving really slowly, unless he sees something he wants.
Does he still have a South African accent? Yeah, turtles can have a South African accent. I'll allow it.
That's fine by me, I guess.
Yeah, fine by me. Pass? I give it a pass. Just like this guy gave that dead dad joke a pass. When his dad was freshly dead.
Come on!
I know, you know, during the wake you're supposed to make a joke lighten the mood, but how are you doing that?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming here. My father was a lovely man. You know, I almost wore the same thing. Wouldn't that have been embarrassing?
Okay, here's an awful bit. What if you get someone, you know, the makeup that they put on the dead bodies? Dead body makeup, it looks kind of weird sometimes. Get someone to give you that makeup before you go in. And, you know, you could make it. My stylist said it would go over well.
I'm doing this in solidarity with my deceased father.
Solidarity! If he had to look like a bozo with his dead guy makeup, you know, I couldn't let him do it alone. This is awful. All these jokes are awful. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
It's the, what's that website called?
TrustedCaskets.com.
TrustedCaskets does not bring out the best in us. But you know who does bring out the best in us? That is Mr. Craig of Yelp. Yelp fame. And we got an interview with him just around the corner, just after this little break.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Enjoy this word from our sponsor.
Hey, everybody. Starts just like that.
Just like that. It does. You're right. That sounds just like it. We trick somebody in the audience. Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. We are joined here by perhaps the greatest legend our podcast has spawned in its short but fabled lifespan. Joining us all the way from the beaches of sunny Florida, melon soda surely in hand, I present to you all, man, the myth, the legend, the Craig San. How are you doing tonight, bud?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, awesome.
We are great. Yeah.
Yeah, so excited to have you here. You bet. Thank you for being here. Oh, man. Well, I guess I'm gonna kick it right off. The question I got to get to right away.
But can I say something real quick?
Of course.
Melon soda is awesome.
See that you beat me to the punch. My question was, Craig, can you explain to the best of your ability the allure of Japanese melon soda?
I mean, it's like it's kind of like Sprite a little bit, but like cream soda. Oh. This is really good, man. It's really good, and it's not everywhere that has it. Like, it's right. Something like, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but not every, you can go to like Burger King and that one might have it, but then the one down the street probably doesn't. Okay. And it's almost impossible to get it somewhere where they actually have free refills. Like, they charge a premium for this stuff. It's ridiculous. It's so crazy. It's
like,
but...
like a rare Pokemon card or something.
Basically.
So you said it's like a, I think I've had melon soda before, and I think you nailed it. It's like if Sprite had a cream soda version.
Basically, if they came, they had a child together, it would be that.
You're so right. Oh, man. So we know about the Carl's Jr. Tokyo trip, as you know. I just want to know, on that fabled trip, how many times did you refill that cup?
That night, probably 6 times.
Whoa.
Well, in total, five refills.
Five refills, right. Yeah. Six full cups.
So here's the next thing, right? They give you like these tiny cups. You've been to Japan, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, actually, Craig speaking truth, dude. What something about Japan? Japanese people don't drink a lot of their water bottles are the same size, but at restaurants the drink cups are so small.
That's ridiculous. Strange. I've been to China, and I guess I didn't go to too many fast food restaurants there, but I didn't see small sizes like that.
The Japanese people, smaller portions, Japan, a smaller portion. That's sort of a myth, but the drink portions are smaller.
And like, if you go to Starbucks, the employees, they act like they have stock in the company, all of them, because they'll pride themselves on giving you the least amount of coffee possible. Like, you look at the cup and it'll be like 75, maybe 65% full. And they're like, yeah, that's what it is.
Bet. I mean, the ice drinks are bad here. I bet it's the same.
Yeah. But I mean, it's rare again. So you got to like, you know, it's like a treat when you find it somewhere. It's like, oh, shit, you got melon soda? Oh, wow. Okay. We're doing this.
Do you remember the first time you had melon soda?
This is going to sound super cliche, but I think it might have been at a Yoshinoya maybe, but I don't know if they even have that. I remember a few instances. One was at a KFC. And by the way, for those listening, like, KFC in Japan is actually really, really good.
Yeah, it's fire. It's fire.
Whereas,
again, he speaks more truths.
Like, here in the States, I don't think people are old enough to remember what the original recipe actually tastes like, because it's so different from what it tastes like around the world. But yeah, KFC is one of those places that more or less they'll have melon soda, and I think I had it there in Asakusa, the KFC there. Definitely at the one in, what's that one place with the fucking crosswalk? Shibuya. The KFC in Shibuya, they always have melon soda.
You heard it from the source.
and of course, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they got the first time I ever had melon soda was I got Jim Beam, a little bit of that. My friend was like, listen, this melon soda stuff's the best chaser. And that's a pro tip from the old weeaboo out there, folks. Put that one in your pocket. Matt, do you have a question for our friend Craig here?
Yeah, I do. You mentioned, Craig, that you're trying to get away from Yelp. Go into that a bit. I was going to ask.
Oh, man.
If you don't want to get into it, I could just ask, like, which came first? Were you somebody just seeking reviews, or did you suddenly know you wanted to write some?
Listen, how many years in a row were you an elite? We're in the presence of Yelp loyalty here.
Prolific reviewer.
Hey, prolific.
So I had this friend who owns she owns a sushi restaurant on South Beach, and for a while she was trying to go elite, and she kind of put me onto the idea. And so I wrote a few reviews. I think I got up to like 40, between 40 and 60, and they accepted me. And they're the coolest people in the world. You go to these events and they come up to you and introduce. Just so cool. It's like, it's for networking or whatever. It's amazing because these are some of the nicest people in the world. And you would think, right, that people who write all these reviews don't have jobs, but these are like very successful people. I mean, that was my false analysis before I went to my first event, started going to these events, was that these people were like all losers. They would just sit home and write reviews all day. But no, they're actually
there's some real professionals.
Some real professionals. It's a really great mix of people, young and old, and they all love to travel. They're like, but
that makes sense. Yeah.
The thing that kind of turned me off was after a while, man, I realized that, and this is going to sound retarded because obviously this is what they're supposed to do, but all these people did was just go to events and eat the most obnoxious shit. Like, there's this one spot, I don't know if they have it where you are, it's called Boca House. They have these milkshakes, right? And on top of that milkshake is a brownie. And on top of that brownie is, like, ice cream, and it's so obnoxious. And so, like, we're constantly going to these places, eating the worst foods, and egging each other on, because even if you're not at an event, you're seeing them on your timeline. And you're like, right. Hey, yeah, go ahead, eat that. Like, that's awesome. You do that. And I'm like, so I reached out to the guy from my local chapter. I was like, hey, man, can we meet up at a gym sometime? You know, have like an event there. Have an event there for once and promote that business. I mean, we can still
balance
eat.
It out.
Yeah, let's, you know, do some active stuff. Because believe it or not, a lot of these people, they run marathons and shit too. They're not what you would think, you know. Yeah, a lot of them that I've met and still friends with, they run marathons. They're always, you know, they do CrossFit and all that crazy stuff. But yeah, I just kind of just, and then the next thing was that, you know, you're out, you're traveling, and you're trying to enjoy the moment, but you can't because you're constantly thinking about your review.
Oh.
Right? So you're constantly assessing your situation. Like, did the waiter greet me? Did she? Whatever. Right.
If you want to keep putting out good content, you got to really, really be in that moment in a way that you can't, you know, just be in the moment, so to speak.
That's like watching a play or a movie when you've been behind the scenes and you know what goes on, you know what goes into it.
You can't imagine
the same way.
Exactly. Like, imagine what Miyamoto feels like playing Zelda. You know what I'm saying? like how weird is that for these guys?
So correct me if I'm wrong, the hard and fast life of the elite reviewer, you felt a little over your head, a little too much for you? A little too extreme?
There's tremendous pressure because you constantly, again, have to be, you got to be checking in a lot, right? You got to be reassessing your situation constantly.
It's this elite reviewer thing on Yelp, a pretty ambitious group of people.
I imagine it's pretty competitive, just like any other sort of social media. You want to get the most attention on you and your stuff.
I wouldn't say that. I think the people who do it, I mean, there's some Yelp queens out there. I could shout them out. They do this. They do this unconsciously, like naturally. But me, like I genuinely love to write. So I'd put a lot of time into my reviews to make sure my grammar is like on point. Whereas you see some of the way these people write, they just zero fucks given. It's just whatever. Like,
yeah, we have definitely explored the trashy side of Yelp.
We've seen the bad, and we've seen you. And
you know, listen, man, all that, you know, all that effort you had to put into Yelp, it just, I'd like you to know that we, both me and Matt especially, but and our viewers, have got a lot of joy out of your review. So thanks for putting up with all that stuff.
I appreciate that. But let me just say that those Yelp elite people, like, they're amazing. They're amazing folks. I think my gripe was less so with them and more so with the company itself, because I feel like Yelp could do so much more. Like, imagine going on to Yelp, right, and setting certain parameters. Like, okay, I'm doing a birthday event. I want to set my criteria based on rooftop venues, cake service, table service. You can't do that. Like, why? Why not?
I think you're revealing your million-dollar idea here.
Trust me, I've told them.
When you should be becoming an entrepreneur, hooking up with a programmer, making your own Yelp.
I got my hands full, man. I'm an accountant, so I live vicariously through my clients, through my clients.
Hey, we'll be waiting. We'll be on Craig Gale.
Sounds like a good name.
Yeah, see. We're on something here.
We'll call it Craig.
Business partner, we'll go 60-40 with you.
He's better with numbers than we are, Brent.
That's true. We would really not. We would be at your mercy. But you mentioned travel, and it's obvious from your reviews that you like traveling. So what is it about traveling that draws you to it? What do you love so much about it?
That's it's a lot of things, really. Well, part of the reason is I'm looking for a new place to live. Because taxes and I just don't agree. So I'm trying to eliminate that whole situation.
So you're trying to permanent expatriate the heck out of here.
Basically. Or, you know, I'm already a dual citizen, but additional citizenships in other countries with more favorable tax laws. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. But that's not the main thing. Obviously, there's more to it than that. I mean, you learn so much when you travel, you know? And then just to change your perspective and see another side of the world. And I feel like it would just be weird going through life, living in one place, doing one thing and just being one thing. Whereas when you travel, you kind of get to be something else. You get to experience another culture. You get to experience life in a more holistic way, I think. You know,
man, we brought you on our little comedy podcast. I don't know what I expected. to make fun of you, to buddy up with you, you know, it could have been anything. Inviting this random Yelp reviewer to our website, and we got this guy dropping big wisdoms.
I feel touched, and it's so true. I mean, from taking a trip from where I live in the Chicago suburbs to go on a sailboat in the Florida Keys for 7 days. As a Boy Scout, or to go to China, or to go to Greece, doing things like that, I can't imagine having not done them. As you say, to just stay in one spot and not see something different.
Yeah, I think we'd all be pretty quick to say, you know, we're definitely blessed and very privileged to be able to travel as much as we have. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time in Japan. I've been to a few places in Canada. You know, a few places across the States. But man, would the world be a better place if everyone could do a little bit more traveling and get a little bit more perspective on the world?
Believe me. And I agree with you about us being blessed and fortunate, especially as a generation, because I'm going to drop another bomb here. But just go back 1,000 years, right? What was a vacation like for even royalty? It was like a 30-mile trip. Somewhere, right? horse and buggy. It probably took a couple of days or whatever.
Yeah, going from King's Landing to the
Westeros, maybe.
So it's going to Westeros. Yeah,
that's probably too far. That's actually probably too far.
Yeah, but
that was a vacation for them,
right?
You know, whereas we're hopping on planes and we're on Wi-Fi, we're working while we're on the plane. We get there and we're like halfway around the world, different time zone. You come back and you're fucked. True story, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coming back, multiple time zones.
Yeah, jet lags. Nothing to shake a stick at.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it hit me so hard. I think it was my second to last trip. I went through like a bunch of time zones. And I woke up and I said to my brother, like, dude, what are you still doing here? Shouldn't you be at work? He's like, what time do you think it is? And I think I was sleeping for like 16 or 17 hours. It was crazy. I woke up like 12 hours later than I was supposed to. Ooh. Yeah. And I think I was in Japan I was in Asia for 3 weeks. So
sleeping because you're exhausted, but like within that sleep, you caught your natural body's natural sleep cycle and just like hitched a ride on that.
Basically,
you got a question from a man's Matt?
Yeah, I do. You mentioned, Craig, how you like you put effort into your reviews. You care about it. Make sure the grammar is correct. And as I said, that's something that we definitely noticed, you know, us liberal arts educated fools over here. So where did that come from? Did you study any sort of, were books forced into your hands as a kid or college?
We're asking why you're so learned, Craig. You got any good books we should read?
I don't read shit.
No.
First of all, if it's not like the Internal Revenue Code or something that I have to absolutely read, I hate reading. It really sucks. I have friends who read, and I see them on Instagram. I'm like, oh, that's like a really cool book. Uh-huh. And they tell me the name. I'm like, don't tell me the name. I'm not gonna ever read it. It's not what I do. Like, I read for information, right, not for fun.
You don't want to offend your friend to making a recommendation, so you just cut him off.
Yeah, but reading. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, right, where's your love for, you know, your appreciation for grammar and writing?
You're a wordsmith, man.
Exactly. We want to know where'd that start.
So I kind of lied. I do like reading the dictionary. That's probably the only book that I actually do like. I've always been like that. Just like, you know, it's never a word that I'm going to hear and not want to look up. Right. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I just thought that was cool. I was in Iceland one time, right, with my cousin, and he wanted to go to the Philological Museum. And I'm like, really? So we come all the way out here so you can go to the Dick Museum, bro? He's like, what? Like, that's what that means. Like, why would you want to go to a museum to look at dicks, bro? Yeah.
I can see your point.
So, words are important. That's the moral of the story.
Yes.
Hey. Another wisdom.
Definitely. But no, I always liked writing, even as I was a kid. Like, I would take my stepdad's laptop. This was like early 90s. And I would just like write stories and shit. I feel like I always wanted to be a video game designer, but not actually design video games, just write the story. And so I'd always, I don't know, it's weird. I really can't pinpoint where it came from, but I just enjoyed writing. And as far as reviews goes, I feel like if you're going to write something, it should be useful. It should be as concise as it could be. It should definitely be useful. People shouldn't have to, I'm a grammar Nazi. So like, I don't want you texting me and I have to fucking think about what it is you're trying to say. Like, get your shit out so I don't have to think and try to read your mind. And so I use that perspective when I'm writing reviews, and I just try to, you know, try to give people useful information in a concise way that's not verbally ambivalent.
Sometimes I gotta say, this isn't a question I wrote down, but sometimes in your reviews, you really get on a bit, as me and Matt would say. Mm-hmm. You really get, you know, you really are gaming out a bit. You know, you get out, you start a little joke that runs through the review. Where does that come from? Is that just one of the spices you like to sprinkle on your review comedy?
So comedians are my favorite people in the world because they're the only people who really get to tell the truth and get away with it, right? Like, if your doctor tells you the truth, he or she will not make money, right? They have to, your dentist has to make you believe that if you walk out of there and you don't set the next appointment, all your teeth are going to fall out of your head when you get into your car in the parking lot, right? Your lawyer, they have to lie, obviously, that goes without saying. I mean, there's so many professions I can name where if they actually tell the truth, they don't make money, but comedians get away with telling the truth. So they're my favorite people, and I've always just, you know, had a liking for humor and comedy.
It shows. I know. I appreciated going through a couple of there.
There is much audio evidence of us giggling over your reviews.
So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, I would love that.
Who are your favorite comedians?
Matt, you want to go first?
I can. I mean, I have a big, big soft spot for Seinfeld. I always have. And even if he's not the most creative or out there all the time, there's something to say for delivery and consistency and timing. And
I agree.
He's got it down to a science. It's and vocal. The vocals, man, I love it.
That's true. That's true. No, I agree with you 100%. His timing is impeccable.
I think I would be remiss if I were not to at least mention Chris Farley as like a huge comedy influence on me since I was a little kid. But as far as like stand-up comedians like Wordsmith, I mean, he's the king of comedic timing. He's the funniest dude ever. You know, he's the king of goofs. But as far as like stand-ups I really try and emulate in my comedy, I mean, Dave Chappelle's like king to me. Just like you said, he's the king of telling the truth and getting away with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. You know, and with plenty of tongue in cheek, you know, to measure up. And he's, man, he's been so funny for so long, been doing stand-ups professionally since he was 17. Like, just a god.
I remember his first was, I guess, appearance on, was that one show, Def Comedy Jam?
Yeah, Def Cam, probably, or maybe
Def Comedy Jam.
Friday Night Stand-Up on Comedy Central.
Well, let me say that was the first time I saw him. I don't know if that was his first time.
Right.
Def Comedy Jam, I remember that. His first appearance on that show. And that was incredible. I think he got a standing ovation. Like, he killed it.
Yeah, he's just so good at everything. Everything. He's like S tier in every comedy, stand-up comedy category. Well, that's about all the time we have before. I have one final. First, I'd like to say thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
So wild much. Sort of dream come true, I guess, to meet the Yelp legend, Craigson, Darth Craiger. He goes by many names.
Dotashimashite.
Oh, man. He just outcooled us so hard. Before I ask that last question, are there any social media plugs, any projects you want to plug or anything like that?
Hit me up on Instagram, IG, Darth Craiger. I love traveling, and if I've been somewhere you've never been, definitely hit me up. I'll help you get cheap flights or give you tidbits. Where to get your hair cut, where to go clubbing.
What a kind
soul.
Where
to eat. Yeah.
He's got the reviews in hand.
Yeah, he'll definitely, if he hasn't written a review about it, he'll refer you to a good reviewer that's written about it. So that's Darth Craiger at Instagram at DarthCraiger, correct?
That's it. That's the one.
So yeah, the last question I have is, I can only ask, as we and all the listeners are devout followers of the Path of the Craigson, do you have any life advice or wisdom, final wisdoms to drop on us, man?
Oh, man. We'd be here all night. Start your own business, man, just like you guys are, and live free. You know? One life to live. I don't really believe in all that other stuff. Right here, right now.
That sounds like you believe in the American dream.
That, and just doing it, you know?
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, one might say.
Precisely. But not the dream, actually living it, live and awake. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, for real.
It's actually living it. Not as hard as people think.
Well, thank you, Craig. That's all the time we have for you today. We really appreciate you being here, man. Excited for this continued friendship.
I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to next episode.
Appreciate it. You'll be on it.
Well, the one after that.
Oh, that one. That one. I don't know.
That one too. Talk about it.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, as always. But this week, especially, big thank you to Mr. Craigson of Yelp, Darth Craiger on Instagram. Look him up. Leave him a follow. See what that dude's up to. He's obviously interesting, very nice fellow.
Fantastic and fascinating man.
Exactly.
So we hope you enjoyed riding through that interview and coming out on the other end with us here.
You know what? And if you didn't enjoy it, I don't give a shit, because I enjoyed the hell out of it. And we just don't see eye to eye, you know, if you didn't enjoy that. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to send us an absurd review to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to said review to reviewparty.com and include your name so we can give you credit.
If you'd like to interact with us more and find more of the things that we do and create, you can find us on Twitter at Review Party Pod, on Instagram at ReviewParty.com, and just at ReviewParty.com.com. We're posting fun stuff on Instagram, the One Star Mondays, the Five Star Fridays.
Matt's been lighting up social media lately, folks. You're missing out if you're not following.
On fire. You can read our blogs on ReviewParty.com. They're always review related and a lot of fun to write, so hopefully fun to read as well. And there's a shop link there.
Buy a shirt.
Clothe yourself.
I'm tired of seeing all these naked people out there when they could be wearing ReviewParty.com apparel.
I did not enjoy the naked people as much as I thought I would. There's a throwback.
Mood. Big mood. Hashtag big mood, as the kids say. Another big mood, our boys, the Nosebleeds. You heard their jam, Bread for Breakfast, throughout this wonderful episode, as well as all of our episodes. And you can find more of their great tunes on Spotify. Just search for Nosebleeds. One word.
You can also find them on Instagram. And Thumbs Up Records is selling cassettes, vinyl, CDs, memorabilia. Get on that stuff.
Yeah, their new feel record something, kicks ass. Get some merch.
Feel something real.
Yeah, I love a good vine. I love a good vinyl. But mostly I'd like to tell you, listener, in case you didn't know, we drop new episodes every Tuesday morning.
Tuesday Reviews Day!
Tuesday, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. So we'd love for you to have you tuning in every morning and enjoying the laughs with us. Thank you for listening again. And thank you again to Mr. Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
I've got a review to see this fantastic episode out.
This review was submitted to us by Tatiana Bailey. Thank you, Tatiana.
This is a review from eBay for the Acer Nitro VG271 27-inch gaming monitor.
My eyes have widened with interest.
It is a PC gaming monitor, folks. And the review reads, the review is by ENMC98. The review is titled, It's a Very Big Good. And the review reads, good. 5 stars. They love it.
I'm a very good boy.
I'm a very big good boy. That describes me perfectly. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Take it easy out there.